Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach and Company. Yes, the mayor. No, not our mayor. The former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, former federal prosecutor, currently one of the legal aides of the president of the United States, was on CNN with Jake Tapper, and he said, apparently, he said, there's nothing wrong with getting information from somebody who's a Russian. He said, nothing wrong with information from Russia, okay? And I think if I were running against somebody, I consider myself an ethical person. If they said, here's information on your opponent, and I knew it was damaging or whatever, the first thing I would do is have it checked to make sure it's real. And I think it's easier to have it checked than to discover it in the first place. If it is real, verified by my own people, then I make a decision at that point whether I want to use it or not, whether it's something that I could use but I don't want to, or something that I couldn't use even if I wanted to. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's why they have opposition research, where they dig to get anything possible. And I find it funny that anybody who would be anti-Trump now thinks that opposition research is not a good idea. What the hell do you think they've been doing for 2 years? Opposition research on this president. So I say that as long as it's verifiable, go for it. Now, Tony, you read one just before the break that said some things that we would like to reply to. Go ahead.
All right. It started off with Tony posting, of course, it's okay if the law allows it. Then Marsha replied, but the law says it's illegal to get any kind of campaign contribution from a foreigner. Canadians can't even legally buy MAGA hats or Hillary t-shirts because a portion of the sale goes to fund the campaign. O'Keefe and Project Veritas did a sting to try to get an American to buy Hillary stuff for a Canadian plant. Padding hacked info is far worse.
Oh, well, let me get this straight. You can't accept it from a foreigner, and yet we have somebody in California that is practicing before the bar. They are legal lawyers, and they're here illegally. They are foreigners.
Right.
But yet they're practicing in our court system, and this goes right into illegal immigration.
And we don't forget, we also want to allow foreigners to vote.
To vote, yeah. That's one of the things being pushed now. And so foreigners are deeply embedded in our country and that are here illegally. So I don't understand that at all. They want to give them even free college tuition, $27 million in New York State. So I don't know how that jives with what she said. But first of all, what's the difference between a Russian telling you, suppose I have information on Hillary Clinton, something that might be embarrassing, it might be campaign ending, it could be almost anything, but it's on her, that something that hasn't come out that would be harmful to her candidacy. It could be written on a plain piece of paper and shoved under my door. And I see, I look at the paper and go, oh, I didn't know she did this on that date, and I'd get my people in, find this out and see if it's true. They would find the calendar on that day and who she saw and all that. Then they can make the decision whether it's true or not. And it was on a plain piece of paper. So you could honestly say, I don't know. We just got the tip, and we followed up, and this is what we found. And here's our information. Boom, 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 boom. So what's the difference? I don't get that. I really don't get that, and we'll see. But I'm sure Rudy Giuliani wouldn't have just spouted it out if it were illegal. Yes. Okay, give me another Facebook, please.
Anne-Marie says, why is this even a question? Has this society under Trump fallen so immorally inept that now we have to question whether this is okay? Of course, it's absolutely wrong. Stop trying to lower the bar of American standards to meet with un-American actions of your boy Trump. It's BS. We all know this is wrong.
See, this is... No, we don't all know this is wrong. I take exception. We don't. And it's obvious you hate Trump so much that you're not even thinking rationally. And don't always include everybody. People do that all the time. Yes, me and 5,000 of my closest friends all talked about it and we all said it's wrong. What the hell's wrong with it? If it's legitimate information and you verify it, what is wrong with the fact that the source happened to be Russian? The bottom line is you're probably looking for things like that anyway. As long as you didn't steal it, as long as you didn't break the law to get it, if it was offered willingly and you researched it and found it to be true and can verify your research, what the hell's wrong with it? I don't think anything's wrong with it, morally, ethically, or any other way. So, yeah, obviously, if you're thinking Watergate, where they broke into to try and get information on the opposing party at their headquarters, by the way. That's different. That's breaking and entering. And then later the cover-up and all that. That's a whole different ballgame. Don't go there because this isn't that. If it was given willingly and you verify it, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think there's any law that says that you can't follow up on information that's given to you. Because you also want to see if there's any false information. And it could work the other way. You could, under some circumstances, I'm not saying this would be common, but you could offer up that information to your opponent. Say, this information was given to me. I think you should be aware of it. And then if it's not true, they have a chance to give their position on it. Or they have a chance to follow up. Maybe they got a leak or something in their own campaign headquarters. But it could be seen as a gallant gesture if you want to do that. So it could actually be beneficial, not a negative, but a positive. So I think you have to look at it like that. You have to have intellectual curiosity. I have to see if this report given to me is true, and I will go through great means to verify it or debunk it. And then if you verify it and you want to use it, use it. If you verify it and find out it's phony, you throw it in the trash. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Back after this. Happy Dingus Day to you, and what a day we have today. Dingus Day, sunshine, filling in by noon, and a high of 60. No, Rush Limbaugh will be filling in at noon, I'm sure. And a low of 44. You know where he was? He was off Friday. You know where he was? Playing golf with the president, because one of the ABC reporters reported it. Tuesday, showers, especially in the evening, as a cold front sweeps through, isolated tea storms possible, high of 70, low of 46. Wednesday, breaks of sunshine and seasonal, high of 56, low of 40. Because he and the president live in the same town. You got to remember, so maybe he has an extra bag, and the president calls and say, Rush, what are you doing this afternoon? I got a 1 o'clock tea time. And Rush says, I got a show. It's the most listened to radio show in the history of radio. I got to do my radio show. Wouldn't you rather play golf with me, Rush? Yes, I would. Call Mark Stein. Get him to fill in. I mean, he doesn't even have to use his plane or anything. They both live in the same town. So it's easy. You know, maybe get a Uber or a Lyft ride over to Mar-a-Lago. And boom, next thing you know, you're on the course, whipping the ball around the course with the President of the United States.
Why shouldn't you be able to play golf with the President of the United States? This is further proof of, come on.
Yeah, I know that you're in his hip pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. We're asking, Rudy Giuliani says there's nothing wrong with taking information from Russians. And I agree with it. If you stole it, that'd be different. And that would be totally different. If you stole information, you committed a crime. But if they willingly give you information, what's the difference getting it that way or having your own people trying to find out information, opposition research, which they all do. They all do. I hate it, but they all do it. Opposition research. And as long as you're illegal, you didn't wiretap anybody. You didn't break into their mail. You didn't break a window to unlock a cabinet. You were sitting there having a French fry, and suddenly you get this information. And what do? The first thing you do is you have it checked. See if it's real. If it's real, then you make a decision where you're going to go with this, or are you going to go with it? Maybe if you want to take a high road, you give it to the opposite, to the person that it's about, and say, this is something that's being reported on, and I think you should be aware of it. I'm not going to use it, or I think you should be aware of it. I am going to use it. Nothing wrong with that, as long as you didn't instigate it. They gave it to you. So that's just the way I feel about it. I'd like to know how you feel about it. A couple of people up on their high horses, and I don't think the Constitution covers this at all, unless under these circumstances. Roy in Boston, New York. Roy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Roy.
I just have a few points about the acquisition of information.
Okay, surely. Give it to me.
Okay. Under the Freedom of Information Act, Judicial Watch received 186 pages of records from the Department of Justice documenting cover-ups of violations of the law by Hillary Clinton. And it was she was helped by the FBI. They covered up for her. Okay? And here we have our own government covering up for her, and the Democrats are complaining about supposed information that.
I think their brain went back to Watergate, because that was legitimate. And they got nailed with it, but under these circumstances, nobody suggested that they broke into anything or hit somebody over the head with a gun to get information. The information was just forwarded to them.
Yeah, well, you know, any information on the Clintons by a private individual would be impossible to verify, for the simple reason that the informant is 6 foot under.
Yeah, it's hard to talk with dirt in your mouth.
Yeah.
So you'd be all right using it under the circumstances that I said. You didn't get it illegally. You did not break into anybody's house. You didn't hold anybody up. They just willingly gave it to you, and you verified it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Why doesn't the news media report on that? There's 186 pages.
Yeah, I was not aware of that. I'll have to do a little checking on that, a little light reading on that one.
Information from them. If you have a computer, they're on the Internet.
I will. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's on the Internet, but I don't believe a lot of it, too. But I'll check it out. Hey, thanks, Roy. Always a pleasure. Now let's go to the queen of the morning show. It's Mary from Lancaster. Hello, Mary.
Good morning, Sandy. I guess, excuse me, your screener has trained your follow-up, because he says, is this Mary from Lancaster?
Oh, good. He knew that. Well, that's very good. I said, yes, and the queen... The other queen had a birthday yesterday. She was 93.
Well, my mother would have been 111 today.
Oh, really?
Yes,
wow.
Yes, but she passed away. But anyway.
So what do you think about this? If the information was not gotten illegally, if it was just proffered, just given to him freely and clearly, and you verified it, what's wrong with using that?
Nothing's wrong with it. I think I've told you before, I watch CNN and MSNBC, it kills me, but I have to watch that, because I saw that and I knew this was going to happen. I think this is a 3D, a Democrat 3D. It's called the delay of the day, du jour delay of the day. That's what they do. It's deception for the Democrats. Delay of
when Giuliani said it, did Jake Tapper call him out and say, isn't that illegal or something like that?
Tapper just sits there and he just, hems and haws, and it was repeated on other things, other stations.
Okay.
But the fact is, What bothers me is Tapper and any of those people, when somebody like a Republican makes a statement like this, they don't say, you know, like they say this is illegal and everything that what he's doing, and what they never say is, what did they do? Why didn't they pursue the fact that all their the Democrat you know, information was stolen, like those tapes and all these things? Why are they doing this? Because did they find out from the looking into what happened to Hillary's campaign? How are they searching that? Why don't they find those tapes, those missing?
Well, they didn't have to dig too deeply in Hillary's campaign to find out about her her record-keeping ability or lack of it. Or Benghazi was pretty well documented. They didn't have to steal anything there. As long as you don't steal it or get it by ill-gotten gains, I think it's free to use and to check it, make sure it's right, and then decide.
This may have been, you know, what they stole, but the Democrats won't say it. They're trying to, you know, just divert attention from a way that they were hacked into.
Well, one thing they're worried about, I'm sure, as a party, is that the Attorney General says he's going to investigate the beginnings of the Russian investigation.
Right.
See where that started. Where was the initial spark?
And who took those tapes? I mean, what happened to that?
It's like a whodunit. And we'll find out eventually, I guess, over time and money.
That's where the information is coming from, but they want to divert. Like I say, it's a diversionary tactic. They want to get everybody's attention away from what was on those tapes, you know, to make it look like, oh, the Republicans are this, and they're mixing. Well, why are they so afraid of those, you know?
And if you're looking like that, how did we ever learn anything? How did we learn how much money she made on the overnight trading of hog futures? How did we know that? Did it just fall out of the sky? Somebody did some digging and found it.
Exactly. And where is their counter argument? Why don't they say, well, we're doing this because we found out that this was...
Well, they'd have to, in order for them to counter it, they have to say what it was.
Exactly.
And it may be something that he learned and didn't even use. We don't know.
That's exactly it, but that's the point. You know, they attack, but they don't, rebut the, you know, they call it a lie, but why don't they prove why they call it a lie?
See, that's one of those things where they have to decide what's more important, to bring out what we're talking about now or keep quiet something that he learned,
right,
but didn't use. So those are decisions that are made every day, I'm sure.
I'm sure. It's sickening that they don't, you know, I don't want to say the media is bad, but they don't follow up. They don't do what the old guys do.
Well, I'll just tell you something. Anytime the representative of the Democratic Party, which would be the media, talks about ethics, I have to laugh. Thank you. Thanks, Mary. Have a great Dingus Day, Mary. Bye-bye. We'll be back with more on Dingus Day on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, Rudy Giuliani was on with Jake Tapper yesterday, and he said there's nothing wrong with using information from Russians. And I think that I'm not certainly a judge, but I'm thinking on the ethical side, as long as you didn't break a law to get it, as long as you didn't break into a house and looked in a filing cabinet or broke into a car or held somebody up at gunpoint or who knows what, as long as it was given freely, then what you do is you double check it, make sure it's legitimate. If it's legitimate, then you can decide whether you need to use it, whether you want to use it, and that's that. Here's some of the texts at 30930. Sandy, without whistleblowers and non-American sources, as a lot of America wouldn't know. Yeah, some perhaps we don't want to know. The left wants globalism. It includes everything except political info, ? Sandy, information is not a campaign contribution / money. Far worse, much foreign money went into the Clinton Foundation to buy influence, signed Joe in Kenmore. Yeah, we kind of followed that as it was going. Here's another, and this is all caps. Like Hillary verified the dossier? There's anger there, folks. I see flames coming from the screen. Tony,
usually cap locks means anger.
Yeah, I know. I could see it.
You feel it.
Isn't there a way you could put your face into that? Oh, we do, though. We do. You know what my tell is? My tell is when I stop talking. That's my talk. That's my tell. Because you don't want to be around once I stop talking. As long as I'm still talking, that's okay. You must have a tell, too, that would be the same as all caps.
Yeah, I go almost to an expressionless type face, and that's, you know, look out.
Billy Jack time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You could say that.
I'm calm and quiet until, of course, you cross me. I love that. I love that kind.
That's when I become calm.
That is Clint Eastwood stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what do you got for Facebook?
Speaking of Clint Eastwood, I heard something, a piece of trivia that was pretty neat last night. The group Bad Company, when they wrote the song Bad Company,
Yeah. They
were watching a Clint Eastwood Western, and that's what triggered or inspired them to write the song.
Oh, okay, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I like those tidbits. You never know.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to Facebook, Sandy.
I can hardly wait, and later we can have a snack.
Could we?
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of the day.
I got chocolate left from yesterday.
Here, have a piece.
All right, what do you got there?
This is a chocolate peanut cluster.
No, I meant what do you have for a Facebook?
You don't want a peanut cluster?
I don't think we could get many calls with a peanut cluster.
No.
And nice to have, but. What do you got?
It is nice to have. Warren says, if the information is true, then absolutely.
Yeah. In other words, as long as you do your due diligence and not just accept anything that's on your doorstep as the truth, I'm telling you, that's the way I feel about the internet. You can ask Tony or ask any of the producers. I will not use something from the internet unless it's verified. I just won't. Because the first time you do, and you take their word that it's true, and it turns out to be a bust, then you've lost a lot of trust between you and the listener. Once it's verified, okay, I'll make my decision, yes or no. But as long as there's no laws broken in getting the information, I have no problem using it. Another, please.
Leo says, maybe if how you use it, it is, those suckers fell for the disinformation from Russia in the Steele dossier.
Yeah, if you get disinformation and you use it, shame on you. You got lazy. Unless it's somebody that or something that you've been dealing with for years that you can absolute take to the bank, and even then, I'm with Reagan. Trust but verify. He was absolutely right. Another, please.
Mary says, "Why stop at Russia? I'm sure Iran could spill some beans."
Oh yeah. Oh, the mullahs. They're nothing but blabbermouths. Yeah, yakety yak. Did you hear
you
this?
You can't shut them up.
You can't. You say, can you calm down a little bit later? We're going to Disney. I don't think our relationship with Russia is the same as our relationship with Iran by any manner of means. Also that I'll never forget that pallet of money that they loaded on that plane with a forklift. Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah, that was all, fine and kosher.
Yeah, it was all bundled.
Yeah.
Can you imagine trying to fit that in the little thing at the bank that goes whoop? Huh?
It might take a while.
It would plug up the whole thing.
It would. Please come inside, sir.
Yeah, please. We'll need verification. Is this over $8? You'll have to come inside.
Can I have a thumbprint?
Okay. Yeah, put your nose print on the window of your car so I can see if you're a regular customer.
For that kind of money, you could have any print you want.
Exactly. One more, Tony.
Anthony says, but the information wasn't from Russia. It was from Hillary's own campaign circle. Podesta, DNC as well. It was their own information. Russia just opened it to the sunshine, just like the U.S. opened the Panama Papers to sunshine, exposing Putin and his circle of billions of dollars of misappropriated money.
See, the whole thing is if somebody really just wants you to have the information, they stick it on a piece of paper or a thumb drive. No, not a thumb drive. That might have some a footprint to it. Just go old school. Go number two Eberhardt pencil. Take a piece of paper and not that's commonly found because on all those shows, NCIS. Well, this paper was only sold on this one day, and it only went to this one store, and that store only used one department. Yes, we can trace it. No, okay.
And we could tell it was a left-handed person,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Write it down on a piece of paper with a pencil and stick it under the door. There's no electronic footprint, nothing. And then they wouldn't know, okay? But as long as you don't, as long as you don't break the law by use, by not by using it, but by accessing it, breaking into some place, just like Watergate, I think that it's up to you whether you want to use it or not. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. I'm looking at some of the Facebooks up here. Yes, I'm going to use them because I trust them for their word. We're back after this. Rudy Giuliani told Jake Tapper on CNN yesterday there's nothing wrong with taking information from Russians. And I agree. As long as they were given willingly and lawfully, I see no problem at all. Let's go to Fred in Albuquerque. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello there, Fred from Albuquerque. What do you think? Is it okay to do that or not?
Of course. But, you know, this just, I don't, they're making a big deal out of things that happen constantly.
Absolutely.
Between the Russians, the Chinese, the Americans, the Chinese, the Americans, the Russians, it's all a... It's essentially espionage, in my mind.
It's been going on forever and ever. I mean, we're always either at war or we have a shaky relationship with somebody. And while that's happening, even when it's not happening, there's all kinds of information being passed back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Whether it's something that we knew or not doesn't make any difference. It's still, you know, or who they even got it from. You play games. All of the countries play these games. And America still does it with, I'm sure, with their...
We do it, too. I mean, and our allies do it to us. I remember a few years ago we found out that Israel was checking us out, and they're one of our staunchest partners. But that's just the way it goes. I'm sure we're checking them out too.
Sure, you got to play it safe these days.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. That's the way the world goes around. John Prine song. Let's go to Tony in Clarence. Tony, you're on WBEN.
Yes, if you or one of your friends is in possession of stolen material, you can be arrested for possession of stolen material. That is a fact in the law, and that material can be information because we had a Supreme Court case about a few years ago that said material includes information.
Well, how do you know it's stolen? That's the key. In other words, if information is just given to you, are you obliged to find out where it started, or you just take it?
You're obliged to call the FBI. That's the first thing they should have done. Not only that, Giuliani said it had to be the truth. He said it had to be the truth. What did he do? Go to Russia or to WikiLeaks and find out what was in there was truth by going and doing extensive research? I doubt it. Any material if you're in possession of that's stolen, you can be arrested. By the way, you talked about pallets of money to Iran.
Yes.
So that money, all that money was Iran's money.
We had frozen it, yes.
But gave back. All of it was Iran's money.
Yes, hold it, yes. We had frozen it, but there was some question of whether we should have unfrozen it at that time and ship it back to them.
It was all their bank money, and they had.
Did you hear what I just said?
Get it back.
Hey. Hey. Did you hear what I just said? Are we having a conversation or not? I said that there. Yes, I know it was theirs. We had frozen it. It's part of what is allowed under our law. But the question at that time was whether we should have unfrozen it and sent it back.
He's gone.
I guess he's gone. Jeez, he just wanted to call and yell at me.
He is one of the most annoying people on the face of the earth. There's a reason why we don't like it when he calls.
Yeah,
we should stay away, really.
He just downloads. Bloop, like that. It's a big download, and then he goes away.
Yeah, sorry.
I was hoping he'd be around so we could have a cup of coffee together and discuss.
Maybe a scone.
A scone would be nice. And, enjoy high tea. or high C. I could give him a note.
I like high C drink. No, Tony likes to get on the air, just shoot off his mouth to something that he knows very little about, and then hangs
up. Well, obviously, if you knew it was stolen, I just have to wonder what you have. That could be true in almost anything that you get as a surprise. Did you pay for this? Oh, my birthday gift. How nice. Did you pay for it? Do you have a bill of sale so I know that you're legitimate? Okay, Tony, how about this Tony? You, Caligiuri, the big Tony. Do you have another Facebook for us?
By the way, that Tony's already aggravating listeners. I'm getting messages of somebody who said he was looking for a 2x4.
Didn't get a chance to even talk to him.
No, and you never will, not with him. He's not that type of
you know caller. When the call is in trouble, when you're talking, and we wear headphones, and while you're talking, one ear is listening to you, and the other is listening to the caller still rambling on, and you're trying to get a word in, and you can't.
He's not going to let you, but Mark will let you get a word in edgewise. He says, yes, it would also be okay for the Republicans to start investigating Hillary and Obama spying on the Trump campaign.
Yeah, I think so. As a matter of fact, I think that's excellent because, as you recall, before the president was even the president, he said that the Trump Tower was being bugged. And at that time, people thought he was nuts because that was right at the beginning, you know. Well, what are you, crazy? First of all, you'd wonder with their security how you could get in there. But they did, and later we found out it was true. So he wasn't a crackpot for saying it. It was actually happening. And now with some of the things that have come out in some of these hearings, it's very interesting. I think that if Barr is truthful, and I expect him to be, he said that he would be investigating the origins of the Russian investigation. Remember, they started with that Russian thing real early. Collusion, collusion, Russian, Russian, Russian. The only thing that frightened me at that time was not that he was colluding with Russia, because I didn't think he was. I thought he could have made some, because they were all new to politics. Some of these rules are so arcane, and I'm thinking that maybe they misread a rule or just did something accidentally that could get them in trouble. That's what I was worried about. I wasn't worried about them trying to do it purposely. But then we find out in the report, and Barr says there has to be a sinister motive. So you have to want to make a point. Or want to hurt somebody.
You have to get a hold of Dan Bongino's book.
Oh, he's
I guess
good.
It's number one bestseller.
I like him.
And what's happening? He spells out how that this was an insurance plan in case Hillary lost, because Trump would be able to expose all the dirty deeds going on behind the scenes with Hillary and Barack Obama.
Well, I like him.
I do too. He's great.
They have a new woman on the five that I don't like though. She was annoying. I hope she was only part-time or only comes in every once in a while. We'll take a break and return. We want to know if you agree with Rudy Giuliani, who told CNN that there's nothing wrong with taking information from Russians. And as long as you didn't break the law to get it, I think you're right. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.